Jenny, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. I love that forecast you've got out there.
Well, that's perfect, isn't it?
Oh, it sounds so great.
The last couple of Fridays, we've had to deal with some rain and thunderstorms, so it's nice to at least push that out of the way. And then the weekend's awesome, so that's very good.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
And you had good. We had great radar for the 4th of July as well, so obviously I want a recap of the Arden Place Parade. How did everything go? Candy was thrown. Candy was consumed.
Kids in wagons
so
are throwing candy.
That's right. It was so much fun. So I live in Arden Place, a neighborhood on the south side of town, and we have a long-running parade. It's I think it was our 53rd year, and
wow.
it's a parade that's been around even longer than the city of Bloomington's 4th of July parade. And it's just so much fun because, well, first of all, we always have a fire truck with the firefighters, you know, beginning that parade, and then lots of kids and families and all of the neighbors just the kids are, of course, dressed up and in costumes, and they decorate their bike, and they create floats and all of that. And the mayor was there, and Matt Pierce was there. And it's just so much fun to see everybody going around the neighborhood and to kind of, you know, for me and our family, to kick off the 4th of July. And so it was a blast. Plus, we went to the city of Bloomington's parade on the next morning and saw Keith there as one of the MCs for that. And it was so much fun. It's just a great 4th of July. Hope everybody else had a good time.
The best part about young children is they might not have the sharpest of memories. So when we went and had to drag the children and their candy bags home on the 4th of July, I didn't say anything. I let them have, you know, they got into it a little bit, and then I just took the bags and hid them. And they really haven't mentioned anything about that. So if I can just get them to buy that's the Halloween candy, I think I'll be one up.
Are you
going to
recycle it?
I didn't say that. You did.
Oh,
no,
boy.
I would say that candy is probably gone. You probably ate it all.
Or it could be in a freezer locked in behind some hamburger buns that nobody would ever think to look for in that. Jenny Vaughn's
awesome.
Our guest this morning. She's the chancellor at Ivy Tech. We always have fun with her. And here we are in the summer. Halfway through July, Keith.
Halfway through the semester, too, for the summer semester.
Can't believe it.
So that means
really can't
fall's
it.
On the way. But
registration
still,
going on,
yeah,
all kinds of
still
things.
Still plenty of things happening at
That's
Ivy
right.
Tech.
What with the registration, Jenny, you got a lot of other things going on in addition to that. Yesterday, you had the Mandela Project cooperative with Indiana University on campus. There's always something happening out there. But you have some great news about scholarships and all kinds of other things. So fill us in on scholarship availability.
Right. So first of all, scholarships, we do have many scholarships available on our campus and all throughout the state at Ivy Tech. And we have scholarships for all different kinds of areas. So if you're interested in nursing, or if you're a single mom wanting to come back to school, or just all kinds of different scholarships. And that scholarship opportunity application process and all of that is closely approaching. So classes start in August, and you need to get that application in actually by Friday for the fall semester. So if you're interested in the scholarship or need some additional help, give us a call and let us help you. It's a straightforward process, and we'll help you do that. And, you know, it's never too late also to apply for financial aid. So now the state deadline for financial aid is always in March for the state of Indiana. That doesn't mean that you can't still complete that financial aid form, the pre-application for federal student aid, and that's the FAFSA. So you do need to fill that in, and you could still receive money from the federal government in order to take your classes. So we need you to get that done so that we can help you. And you know, we've got staff that, like I say all the time, our staff is ready and available to help anybody fill out those forms and help them and guide them through that process.
You mentioned,
but I also wanted to talk about really quick
go ahead.
An associate degree incentive, and it's another financial aid program through the state of Indiana, and it's pretty cool. So we've always said, you know, come to Ivy Tech, you're going to save some dollars, you're going to be prepared then to move over to another school. You know, many of our students want to go to Indiana University when they finish, but it's an incentive for students to finish at Ivy Tech, and it's an associate degree incentive. So if you finish your degree with us at Ivy Tech, when you're ready to move over to IU or wherever else you want to go, there's an incentive from the state that you would receive $800 extra dollars a year to go on to your bachelor's degree.
Oh, wow.
So It's pretty incredible. It's from the Higher Ed Commission in the state of Indiana. So, you know, if you want to hear more about that, or if you're thinking, excuse me, I need to finish that degree, yes, you do. You need to finish your degree at IU, Ivy Tech, and then transfer it over to IU.
And then take some money with you when you're doing it.
Exactly.
I'm trying to see the downside. What's the downside on this again?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Right. Jenny, you mentioned nursing, and you got some great news about the fall class in nursing.
Yes, we actually have added a few more seats this year in our nursing program for some creative ways the nursing, our dean of the School of Nursing has tried to fit students at different clinicals and things like that. And so for the very first time, we will have a total of 78 nursing students starting with us in the fall, and that's the largest group that we've had in many, 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 many years. And so they just completed their orientation the other day, and Pam Thompson, the dean of the School of Nursing, tells me they're ready to rock and roll. So they got oriented to the college, and they have registered for their classes, and they're ready to go.
Is that your record number, or what's the biggest class that you can remember?
I believe
starting?
We had about 82 before in the
so
past.
So this is real close. Pushing the top,
yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, really cool. And it's been a while that we've been able to have that many. You know, our students need to go into various clinical sites, and sometimes they're available, sometimes they're not. And so to get that worked out, you know, Pam Thompson and her team does a great job to make that happen. And so they're able to help, you know, or at least have 78 different slots in the clinical sites. So that's how many students we could bring in.
The other thing that's going on is you have a job opening for somebody. Now, I think I know a little bit about Clay, but maybe not enough for this job. Tell me about
Clay
that,
Aiken?
Because you're
Wait
looking
a minute.
For somebody.
Okay, that was a funny joke.
It was. I was laughing. That's why I even turned my mic on to laugh. That was good.
That was good. Thank you very much. I'm here all day. We're looking
Don't
for,
forget to tip the waiter. Yeah.
That's right. We're looking for a ceramics technician. So, you know, our Center for Lifelong Learning, we have all kinds of great classes for, mm-hmm. you know, personal enrichment and all of that. And so we have some ceramics classes and for people of all ages, but we are looking for a ceramics technician who would be responsible for maintaining and the management of that lab that we have at the Waldron. So it is located downtown. So we're looking for someone with a BFA in ceramics or even a current BFA student who might have some experience in the ceramics field. So if you're looking for a part-time job, we sure could use the help. And if you're interested in that, why don't you give us a call? Actually, you can give Curtis a call at the Center for Lifelong Learning. If you just call the main desk and ask for Curtis or just say, hey, I want to help with this ceramics lab, we'll get you to the right person.
That's 812-332-1559 is the number to call and
That's
ask
right.
for Curtis. Hey, you've
That's
got
right.
some things going on with internships so that students can actually get an internship while they're going to school?
You know, yes, and this is, to me, this is very, very important for a student, you know, as they're learning in the classroom, and then, you know, they want to go out into the work field, into the workplace and learn what, in the workplace, what they've learned in the classroom, or take what they've learned and really mm-hmm. Use those skills. And it's really important that people, that we put people in internships, that we ask students to do that so they can get these experiences. And we've got a lot of them going on. We've got a software development graduate who's an information technology student who's at Artisan Electronics. We've got students in computing and informatics at Cook Medical. We've got students from the business administration program at Crane. We've got two engineering students at Crane. I've got a huge list of all the different types of internships that we have in there. You know, I think we need to do more and more of those kinds of things, because as students take the skills that they're learning and they use them in the workplace, you know, they really can see how things work and adapt directly into the workplace. And then, you know, they can also figure out, well, gosh, maybe I don't want to be an accountant. You know, maybe this isn't the kind of job I thought I wanted. So then they can go back and continue to figure out what it is that they want to do. But internships are critical, and we're excited, and we appreciate our industry partners for helping our students.
We're talking with Jenny Vaughn, who is the Chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. And Jenny, one of the other things before we let you go is you got a lot of businesses now that are trying to help their employees get some more education and all kinds of neat things going on there, because Ivy Tech, part of your goal in Bloomington is to cooperate with the businesses and help them get skilled employees.
That's right. And that's thank you for letting me talk about this. It's the Achieve Your Degree program, and it's a wonderful program. We have been working for a little over a year with Cook, Old National Bank, and we've got several of other organizations that are working with us. And what we do is basically they allow their employees to take classes with us toward a degree that would be part of what their job at wherever they're working, whether it's Cook or the bank or other industry partners. And what we do is we defer their tuition because many of those companies have tuition reimbursement programs. And so we know that they're going to be reimbursed with their tuition from their company. So we allow those students to come in and not worry about paying because, you know, sometimes, you don't have that extra $200 to pay for a class. You know, you might need tires on your car. And, you know, so this really helps a student get rid of all those barriers and come in and take classes and upgrade their skills. And the best part is we also have them apply for financial aid. So many of those students might also get financial aid. And so we use those dollars first, and then we use the reimbursement dollars. And I want to give a shout-out to Jessica Duncan. She's doing a phenomenal job. She's hosting a Achieve Your Degree workshop July 18 to 20 for any employer partners that want to come in and learn more about the program. And it's just an amazing program. People have seen it in the paper and read about it with Cook and Old National Bank. And if you're an industry out there that gives reimbursement to your employees, come and talk to us. We'd love to have you on board.
Jenny, great job as always. Happy July. Enjoy this perfect weekend. And
you too.
Next Thursday will be 1 week closer to it all starting again. We get a little bit of a break, not much of one here in the summertime, but we always appreciate you checking in. Thanks again.
Hey, you're welcome. Have a great weekend, everybody.